You are listening to Strategy of Finance Clips, our short-form, topic-based content. Let's dive in.
You said you have an answer to, is AI going to take our jobs?
I think there's some legit concerns to be had about AI is replacing us. It's not completely yet, but it's there partially. They can do many things that we could do before. But one fundamental question about that way to see whether we're going to be replaced in the economics environment. So like, are you going to be replaced 2 years from now, 5 years from now? Who knows? New technologies, they're all smarter. But today, how are AI products priced? There's two main pricing models. One of them is per token, right, which is a ChatGPT model. And the other one is per user, like the Copilot. When AI's models are priced per user, they are here to help the user. They're not here to replace the user. If they were here to replace the user, and then you have less than less users, then your revenues go down. If you're an AI company, you don't price per user if you want to replace users, right? So as long as our AI models are priced per user, they're here to help us. When they will be priced per task or per outcome, that's when they're going to be here to go for our jobs.
So you're replacing whatever task a human is doing, and then you're charging for that full efficiency, not just an incremental productivity.
So I use this analogy or this image as a way to sort of help people think through the importance of pricing units. I am well aware that even priced per human, there's some tasks that are replaced, and there's some efficiencies that are sought by companies that will look for, you know, savings and getting less people in the workforce and so on. But the big picture is, because they are priced per user, I think we're not there on being ready to replace humans in so many places today. And I believe you'll see a change in the pricing model when that time comes.
Subscribe channel for more amazing content.